This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, bringing in features of thought here, fighting truth decay here, there, and everywhere. What do people think about what we're saying? What do you think about what we're saying? And what do we think about what we're saying? DJ Veers everywhere. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We all have a reputation to hold up, I think. It counts. People have a sense about your character and your contribution to them. Who among us doesn't think that we are judged? It's too bad, because I don't like that, the judgment stuff. But we do. We all, as part of the human condition. So do you want to stop doing it? Or do you just want to strengthen your character to make you judgment-proof? Are any of us judgment-proof, in a sense? In the era that we live in, doing radio programs on stations that many of the stations are stations that carry a lot of right-of-center programming, and is it that if we don't toe the line on every single thing, are we judged to be bad or judged to be not worthy of listening to or any of those sorts of things? What moves the needle for you? I think it's a very individual thing, I think. I hope it is, rather than we all having group think. Now, having said that, there are some things that we all pretty much can agree on, including this Ms. Maxwell and what she's all about, Jennifer, because she seems to be a horror show and hasn't really had to account for her involvement, at least up until recently, in the
Estes. She's been hiding.
Right?
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell is the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein and helped him groom, at least allegedly, helped him groom and traffic women into his strangely disgusting sex web. When it was announced that Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested and was found by the FBI, she was in New Hampshire at the time, what they describe as a beautiful estate in New Hampshire. One of the accusers of Jeffrey Epstein called the arrest one of the best days of my life. They said this woman was just over her head, basically. This accuser said that she was always in her head. She said, quote, "This day to me has been like one of the best days of my life. I have not stopped smiling and crying happy tears." She said that on 60 Minutes Australia. This was a woman who was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, allegedly, on three occasions about 20 years ago, and was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, apparently, according to the New York Post, there was almost a problem with the arrest, because the FBI, who arrested Ghislaine Maxwell last week, almost blew their cover when they lied to a neighbor who complained about noise from the spy planes that were buzzing overhead. This was according to the UK's Mirror and reported in the New York Post that the aircraft had been circling over this 156-acre hideaway in New Hampshire beginning before dawn on Thursday, and apparently they were a nuisance, and people were calling to find out what all the noise was about, and finally one of the FBI agents, Snap, drove down to where the vehicles were lined up, according to the resident, and they had a little altercation with the FBI agents. The neighbor demanded to know who they were, and they replied that they were from the New England Aerial Map Society, which of course was totally fictitious. Mm-hmm. The FBI had said that this guy was an expert in maps and geology. It's what he does for a living, according to the local, and he said he saw straight through it. He knew that there was something else going on. He could see in their van that they weren't from whatever the aerial mapping company was that they said they were. He thought it was kind of funny, but the feds, I guess, didn't think it was so funny. They had to, after that close call, storm the property, which they called tucked away, and they brought Ghislaine Maxwell out and ultimately arrested her. Also going on, the prosecutors in the case have requested that she appear before a judge in court on Friday. This will be her first court appearance, and she's in jail right now. She was arrested last Thursday, and they want to get her charged. They want to make sure that she's labeled as an extreme flight risk so that she can't go anywhere if she does try to post bail. So that'll be happening this week. And
I think
now
they're moving her to New York this week, right?
Yeah. A lot of the victims are coming out and saying that this was maybe one of the best days for them, because I guess even after Jeffrey Epstein was gone, they still had the fear that Ghislaine Maxwell could somehow harm them if they told their story. So you're hearing a lot more of the victims. The accounts are starting to come out. I have a feeling we're going to continue to hear these, especially if she keeps herself, if they keep her in jail, which I suspect that they will in New York.
What a creep. How do you live a life like that? My God.
In so many ways, women especially, I think, for me personally, I think she's almost worse than Epstein himself.
She's an enabler. She enabled.
She would befriend these girls.
By himself. Yeah.
She recruited.
They would look at her as like a mother
girls.
Figure.
Yeah, and they were all underage.
Where
they
do you
were
find
teenagers.
People, oh, kids she, like that, though?
Oh, where she found them living in really poor areas of Florida, and she would find them, like, you know, if they had drug addictions or if they had no family.
No family.
She went after the most vulnerable girls and promised them all kinds of stuff, and then...
And think about that in terms of, if you want to get down to the brass tacks of this, who would find that sort of person attractive? Unless you, I mean, what is your addiction?
Well, these two were evil, and I believe she was so in love with Jeffrey Epstein that she just did whatever he wanted to do, and he was controlling her. She'd in turn control the girls, and
what makes sick people find other sick people? Right, but what's the psychological profile of somebody like this woman, Maxwell or Epstein? That brings them around having this distorted...
I mean, one of the grossest things is that they do this web. Apparently, that was the thing with $200. These girls who are down on their luck, they have no family. As Victoria said, maybe some of them have drug issues, and they'd say, hey, come over here, we'll give you $200. And they'd use them and abuse them. And then when they wanted some new blood, they would tell the girl, hey, we'll give you another $200 if you can bring in your friends for $200. Mm-hmm. It was like a multi-level marketing scheme of disgust.
Whew, man. All right, let's get away from that. Phase 3 and Phase 4, what is... I'm trying to figure out some of the things. Like Phase 3, gyms, fitness centers, that stuff now open. You can only go in there 40% of who would likely be there at a time. Now, I don't remember whenever I went to gyms, like I was at L.A. Fitness this past winter. I go to different ones every winter usually. That they didn't count you when you came through the door. How many people were in there at one point in time? I'd say often 300-400 might be there. So if you're going to work at, is it maximum capacity? Is it like a restaurant? Do they say, you know, some restaurants it says on the door maximum capacity 265 or whatever it is, so you can get 40% of that. But where is there a sign on a gym that anybody that I know belongs to that says you can only have 300 people in here at a time or anything like that?
Well every place has a fire code. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So there is a sign somewhere. It just might not be that as obvious as
really
a restaurant.
It's really hard to... It's really hard to talk about this particularly because every state and every city and every local municipality is in a different phase or whatever. I mean,
so if you went to a gym, would you wear the? Most of them are requiring masks, right? And how easy is it to exercise and get your breath because you have to breathe properly?
It's not. My mom was
if you have a mask
checked
on.
At, my mom like collapsed this weekend and had to be checked out by a paramedic because she was out hiking and it was a bazillion degrees and she was hiking with a mask on and she got.
Was she where a lot of people? Were there a lot of people around?
She was at Lake Hollywood hiking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make sports masks. So for athletes who are training. Well, my cousin plays high school football, and he's training with it and said it makes a huge difference. He uses the Adidas one, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried either one, but or any of the one. I just wear the medical one because
I'm looking at a sign that's posted in the Planet Fitnesses, for example. So they call it social fitnessing. Keep a safe distance, the signs say, by putting an imaginary treadmill or two between you and the other people working out.
What they're doing a lot in L.A. is that these gyms have implemented like a pod system. So on a lot of the aerobic equipment, they actually have, and it's literally no more than a shower curtain, basically, but they create these little shower curtain rooms that you can exercise in, and then they sanitize them before the next person comes in.
See, that would be, I'm wondering how they can do it on the, you know, normally if you're thoughtful in a gym, you have a towel and you use that on the, so you leave your perspiration or whatever it is on the equipment. Once in a while you see somebody, or at least I have in the past, bring a little squirt bottle with them and they wipe it off with the towel. I guess that's okay. But it would seem to me that a lot more work would be required to clean this stuff off. And then, again, you ask yourself under the circumstances, is it all worth it? How do you evaluate whether you want to go to the gym, whether you want to exercise on your own? There are tons of videos you can watch on any computer around. You can get your exercise going there. I have all kinds of apps on my iPhone you can use when you're traveling. You can use, you know, so, and I don't mean this to be negative with local advertisers that are gyms, but why do you need the gym? Unless,
well, there's a survey out that says only 1 in 4 Americans are going to go back to the gym at all, and that they've either changed their behavior in some way to work from home.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not we forget that, if there is something where we kind of loosen up these restrictions, but I think, I don't know, I work in a, there's an Equinox, a very high-end gym, one of the buildings that I work at, and it used to be so crowded there. And there was a line the very first day that they reopened. It was just a couple weeks ago, and so that was like the first day. But since then, I haven't seen a ton of people going in and out, and they're making people wait in line outside. They do a temperature check before they're allowed to go up into the gym. So, okay.
Well, something to think about for sure. Here's something else to think about. Advertisers pulling their advertising from Facebook over the platform's allowance of hate speech. And that's the clip of the day. That's our discussion on the clip of the day at djvshow.com. But there are all kinds of things. If you can't get enough of us during the course of the time you have allotted on your way to work or whatever, however it works for you, go to djvshow.com and click on the word listen, because it's there 24/7. The whole show, all for the 24 hours, is there. And then when there's a new show, you got something new to listen to, all at djvshow.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you were watching the Capitol 4th PBS special, you heard Patti LaBelle give this awe-inspiring performance somewhere over the rainbow. You want to crank this up a little? So, it's great anyway. This is an underscore of that. Standing next to the Liberty Bell, Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park. Patti LaBelle, who was 76, by the way, and now referred to as the godmother of soul, since Aretha's not around, I guess she can inherit that. She sang this song from The Wizard of Oz, originally performed in the film by Judy Garland. She proudly proclaimed, "God bless America," after the performance. Over the Rainbow has been a staple for LaBelle for many years. It was featured as a closing track on her album from 1981, The Spirits in It. This show this weekend, hosted by John Stamos and Vanessa Williams, the virtual 90-minute event featured performances from John Fogerty, Renee Fleming, The Temptations, Trace Adkins, Andy Grammer, Yolanda Adams. Interesting and diverse group of people. Why did these Stamos and Vanessa Williams has been Gary Sinise and
that's Memorial Day.
Oh, they don't do this.
Gary Sinise and Joe Montana, Memorial Day, the Capitol 4th. It was really kind of interesting the way they did it, because Memorial Day they actually just had the best of performances from years past.
Yeah.
But this year, all new performances, they were just in different separate sound stages and recorded on different dates, which I think is pretty cool. At least you got live stuff this summer.
Yeah, right, new stuff. Yep, yep. All right, well, listen, crank that up.
How she still has that kind of a voice. That's amazing.
You still got it. 76 years old. God love her. All right, next up is Pharrell Williams, who's exploring some hometown gospel as a new Netflix series, Unscripted. He's the executive producer. So he's going to be in it. Efforts to build one of the world's most inspiring gospel choirs. And the place for this series is Hampton Roads, Virginia. It's called Voices of Fire. It's going to premiere on the streaming service later on this year. He made the announcement at the virtual Essence Festival. Burrell's uncle and well-respected musical genius in the area, Bishop Ezekiel Williams, and his core team of influential gospel leaders will venture out into Hampton Roads to find undiscovered talent. It's interesting, isn't it? It's like American Idol for gospel.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done before, but I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, gospel is one of the great, maybe it's because of the focus on Black Lives Matter now, because you won't find too many white people singing the gospel choir. But there's such great music that's come out of gospel. And many of them, if you go back to Patti LaBelle for a minute, she started singing in church. That's mm-hmm. where many of these, Aretha, all these people that came through and became big stars in Philadelphia music or Detroit music came through this way. He says, with the belief that diverse backstories can give their collective voice a greater meaning, the bishop and his team will be searching for people of all ages, ethnicities, and backgrounds. See, that's important. You got to bring everybody in order for this to work. He's also going to create a Juneteenth musical, Pharrell Williams is. Recently lobbied governors on social media to make June 19th an official holiday. Voices of Fire marks Netflix's latest endeavor in music competition, like program like Rhythm and Flow with Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I. Second season of that series premieres next year. The judges are Snoop Dogg and DJ Khaled.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M-80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the Mountain Lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words Dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down the statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lukawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here. Hello. Victoria Keelan is here. Hello. Looking at the list of the people who have lived the longest here and how old they got to be. Pretty interesting. Do we aspire? Just, I think a lot of people think they'd like to live as long as these people have lived, but without it being, you know, a quality deal, what good is it? Jean Calment lived to be 122. She lived in France. Sarah Knaus and Lucy Hanna, both Americans. Sarah lived to be 119. Lucy Hanna, 117. And Nabi Tajama, 117, in Japan. What do you think about that kind of longevity, ladies? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here on the DJB program. What about that, when you think about it? 117, 119, 122, the lady in France.
The world's oldest cat just died at 31. I thought that was...
Wow. Yeah, really?
120 years old for a human? Yeah. Wow.
The number of people in America, or in North America, who are 90 and older has tripled in the last 30 years. So when you think about how astonishing that is, given how bad Americans' diet is and how many people are dying younger, the fact that people are living older, isn't it interesting? It's kind of like the dichotomy of almost everything else. When you think about, you know, we talk about schools and how the people who are very smart and the people who have special needs get all the attention, the ones in the middle don't get any. And you talk about the financial stuff, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. You hear that kind of stuff, no middle class anymore. And so we get to this point, and you look at people who are living beyond the age of 100, if you make it to 80, your chances of making it to 90 improve about 90%. If you make it to 90, your chances of living to be 100 improve just about that same amount. But the question isn't so much how old you are, but how healthy you are and how the quality of your life is, isn't it? I mean, who wants to live for all that time as a vegetable? And there are people who are kept us. See, I think that's part of the silliness of our system, that we place so much emphasis and spend so much money the last 3 or 4 months of our lives to keep. And I'm not sure that people who are in that state are the ones who are making the decisions to keep them alive, keep themselves alive. It's the people who are wanting them not to go. Do you think that's the case? How many people think that that may be the case? That it's more likely your relatives who are, they say they love you, I want you to be around. But, I mean, I think about my father, who was a vegetable the last 6 months of his life, or four, anyway. And what was the point of him? He was filled. He still
was. Well, you never know what the point was. I always say that these things might, I mean, I believe that these things happen for a reason. And maybe the reason was to provide some transition for your son, who had a really close relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was to provide some sort of transition and healing for you, who also had a complicated relationship with him. I mean, just to say that it's a waste of space, it's easy to say, but maybe it also was about a lesson that needed to be learned.
I think what I'm asking, if I haven't asked it well, is what's your choice? I want the question to be about us individually. What do you,
well,
you make it clear
for
what
your father?
Choices?
You just for take my him father? Out back and shoot him? Like, what's the alternative? You said the last 6 months of his life.
It was the care.
On the compost
he,
pile. Yeah.
It was the care. I was talking to that. I did some tours around the farm yesterday, and I brought the people to, we did distancing, so I had 10 people instead of like 30 or so in the wagon. We had 10 people. And I brought them, we have a mound out in the farm, like the Druid Mounds in England, where the cows are buried, and I told them how many cows were buried in that mound, and they looked at me, and it's pretty funny, actually. But you know, it's just that we're it's not us. When you, and I believe, frankly, when my father went into the state that he went into, he was no longer really alive. His body was functioning, but his mind was gone, and his spirit was gone, his soul was gone. He was just living in a vegetative state. And so under the circumstances, you keep him alive. I mean, yeah, what if he doesn't die on his own, we don't bring him out back and shoot him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What do you do? Right.
Yeah.
Well, Yeller, I mean, what do?
You make him comfortable, I guess, and that's
right.
Yeah, that's as much as you can do. But some people, but the point I think also, Victoria, is that some people will work very hard to keep their relatives, their father, their mother, their sister, their brother, their husbands, their wives, keep them alive at all costs. And when you get right down to it, does it sound cold? What's the point of holding on when you know that there's no quality of life?
Just
there's
like,
nothing
just like
there.
I don't think you would. I think that you have to really just look at this with empathy and kindness. And just because you would make a different decision for yourself doesn't mean that other people don't have the
right
to
make a decision.
Well,
what's kind and empathetic?
Themselves.
If they're suffering and horrible.
But here's the thing. Judgment in the way people deal with death and grieve, I don't think is right in general, because I think each of us deals with this kind of loss, like deals with loss differently.
Yeah.
And so to just go, I don't know what they're thinking, hooking grandma up to that machine. Well, you don't know what they're thinking. And so maybe they
who's
have to
they in that
you
case?
Don't. Well, you're using
family.
Them as an example. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's really easy for people to judge from the outside. And I think, in some cases, I think people would say, yeah, just get me off the planet. I don't want to be hooked up to a machine. But I think in other cases, maybe it's someone's belief that they do. So, I don't know. When it comes to people's loss, I'm not very judgmental. I mean, give me the Jersey Shore and I'll judge you all day long. But when it's, all right. it comes to people's grieving and loss, you just don't know how people are going to
respond.
Well,
it's a very
respond.
Personal thing. And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I just want to know what you're thinking. That's all. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just wondering what it is that feels good to you about what you want done to you or what might be the case with your parents. You know, that kind of stuff. My children know what I want, and I expect, Jennifer, your folks, you know what they want. And I'm guessing, Victoria, that you come from a pretty educated bunch yourself, and they've told you and your brother what they want. Yeah?
Well, but in terms of what, though? I know, like, how to settle their estate, but they haven't said, oh, if I'm at this point, kill me. Like, what are the options? What do you do? That's what I'm saying. First of all, how did we even get on this topic?
I was looking at the ages so of morbid. The people that have lived the longest. That's how I got onto that. I was very interested to see a review of the people who, they're all women, who've lived longest and under what circumstances they lived. And they all were healthy until they died. They were all healthy. We can say that about all of us. We're all healthy till we're not. But these people lived, bingo, and they just their hearts and bodies stopped. They didn't have any diseases. They just were old. And most of the scientific research along this line shows that our bodies are able or are sort of fit to live to be 140 if we take care of ourselves. If we don't smoke, if we don't drink, if we don't eat bad things, if we, you know, if there's the if. If you live a perfectly clean life in a perfectly clean neighborhood in a perfectly clean
world. I don't
know.
I know some pretty pickled people who live well into their 90s. So, I don't know.
Maybe that's the pickling.
Maybe.
Well, alcohol does, you know, it does sort of, in a way, depending on what the kind of shape your body's in, it does help to preserve a little bit. I don't know. I find these things every once in a while. It's good to think about them.
So you said your kids know what you, what does that mean? If you're on life support, take you off, unplug you?
Don't put me on life support.
Okay.
Nah.
So you have a DNR?
Yeah. Well, I don't have an official one, but they know what I want done.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't want them to resuscitate you, you've got to put that in your
will. You have to. Yeah, it has to be a legal thing.
Yeah. I don't. We have to look back at my will and see what's what there. It's a reckoning.
It has to be on file with your doctor, actually.
Yeah. It's okay. We can do that. Why? Have you done that? Both of you done that? Is that in your
DNR?
I have
records?
Not. Mm-mm. No way. I want
no,
to
I
only
just,
resuscitate.
I just know you have to. Jen's right. You have to have that legally documented or else.
So what are the two of you want?
I'm obligated to try to save you.
What are the two
well,
of you
I mean,
want?
I just speak for my parents. My dad would like to be hooked up as long as he can't be hooked up no more, basically. And my mom is one who would go for a DNR. Well, he would like to be resuscitated. He would like to make sure we explored all the options before just saying, nope, shut him down.
Well, I want to make sure they all the options. I mean, it could be something that's fairly simple.
With my mom does not want to be hooked up to machines, but I asked her to not do a DNR because once you have a DNR in your file, they will not resuscitate. So you have to be really sure about that decision, and it does have to be filed in your doctor's office. It does have to be in your living will and your end of care plan. And whenever you're
how many people do you know who have that, really and truly?
Well, you I know both of my parents. Both of my parents were hospitalized in the last couple of years, so they come in when you're in a hospital, and they make you fill all this stuff out.
Mm. Yeah. My Lewis's grandmother, who passed away from COVID-19 and at the end of March, she went into the hospital and signed a DNR. She didn't want to be hooked up to the ventilator. So that was her choice, which her family didn't know about, and that's been another source of, you know, of heartache.
Yeah, for sure. The podcast that we have that deals with a lot of this stuff, I don't know if any of you have availed yourself. Well, many of you have because I look at the stats and see how many more people in general are listening to the podcasts way up for all of the things that we do. The DJV show, twice as many podcast listeners last month as the month before. You can check out the podcast, the clip of the day or the whole show. One of the hours that I do is called Your Hidden Power, and it is a focus on the sixth sense, things beyond what some people consider the norm or normal. Your Hidden Power number 149 is a focus on the difference between psychics and channelers. So if that's your wheelhouse, help yourself. Every week there's a different subject matter that's metaphysical, novels, short stories, stories about people that explain how they connect as they do. It's not the normal run-of-the-mill stuff, but very interesting. I hold countenance with lots of different people, and this is one of the most interesting things I think I do on the radio. And in my life, I'm curious. Most of the things that I do, whether it be Good Day Health, which is a podcast, or The American Family Farmer, or Your Hidden Power, all things in my life that are important. So you can follow along if you'd like. most recent Your Hidden Power is at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And again, it's a discussion about the difference between psychics and channelers and lots of other things in there as well. yourhiddenpowershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Young kids need to play. That's according to a new American Academy of Pediatrics report. Mayo Clinic's Dr. Angela Mathke agrees.
We want them to be learning through play. Unstructured play is the best way that they can learn their developmental skills. They can learn social and emotional regulation. They can learn how to relate and problem solve with other children.
Dr. Mathke says good old-fashioned playtime not only helps children develop social skills, but it also helps with language skills and with stress relief. And in a world where screens are everywhere, Dr. Mathke says it's important to make sure to turn them off.
There's a lot of different areas that too much screen time can affect the health of children. The first one would be sleep. We see it from young children all the way up to teenagers.
Too much screen time is associated with being sedentary, and moving is important for good health. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
I'm Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, Tom Kreitler is hiking with his children. He sent me a note from someplace. He loves it, and he gets up like before dawn when he goes on these hikes. He does it with the Boy Scouts, and he does it with his family. And he just says, I'm not going to. Yeah, can you imagine him doing a report, Victoria, from somewhere up on the top of Mount Everest or something? You know, how do you do that? Some food news now. Excuse me. This sort of this is in league with my American Family Farmer show. Damn these allergies.
So bad right now.
I pretty much had gotten
through the hay, right?
It. Yeah. Yesterday was a big heyday. Okay, so the American Family Farmer Show is a combination of the focus is on food, family, and farm. And so whenever I find something that is newsworthy, that's farm-connected, food-connected, I want to pass it along. Some scientists in England, for example, have found the answer to insects that destroy precious crops, the way to get rid of them, that is safe, Victoria. Expensive perfumes. Have you heard this?
No.
Insects quickly become immune to normal pesticides, and it's the same as the virus. They become immune to things around them, so they mutate. So the bugs that attack our food supply become immune. That's why these phonies from Monsanto, they want to keep having to use Roundup. Well, the plants and the bugs and stuff, they don't react anymore. So you got to come up with something stronger or something like this. Manchester Guardian reports researchers at the Crop Research Laboratory in Birmingham have discovered that one of the most effective weapons in the war against bugs is perfume. They have different types of perfume. Most of it, however, they say that the most effective are French perfumes. One would wonder why that would be, whatever the French put in their perfumes. I don't even know, I'm certainly not the guy to ask when it comes to this. Victoria, what kind of perfumes do you use and where are most of them made?
I've actually only worn one perfume for, many, many years. Yeah. I don't know how long, but many years. It's Dior, and it's made in France. Uh-huh. So, I don't know.
So yours would be good to get rid of bugs.
Well, it doesn't seem to work on mosquitoes because they still love me, so that's unfortunate. But
Well,
I don't know. I wonder what the difference is.
What happens, according to the researchers, the makers of perfume in south of France find that it interferes with the fertility of insects. So it doesn't kill them on the spot. It keeps them from reproducing. That's what it does. Insect predators somehow or other don't stand, their fertility disappears. Who do you think has, what kind of a job is that? I'm going to experiment with mosquitoes to see how they stop reproducing.
Well, Monsanto, they pay millions and millions of dollars for research on bugs and pesticides and how all of that, you know, affects the world around us, and they don't seem to care much about poisoning the people, but sure.
No, don't want to poison those bugs.
Right.
All right.
So, yeah, that's where all those grants go. I have a friend who does some of that research. He works for a science lab, and so that's a lot of stuff that they do.
All right, let's talk a little bit. We're focusing on food news and the casual dining experiences that are available. Have you been out dining and been able to go to your favorite restaurants and enjoy the same food? I noticed that the place that I took a friend last week had a very limited menu. You eat outside, very limited menu. Have you noticed that in your...
Yeah, a lot of places have definitely cut back on the menu to just simplify the process. Like we talked last week about IHOP. Their menu went from,
kind
I don't know, 12
down.
Pages to six or something like that, which is still a big menu. We've had dinner at two different restaurants. One was outside under a tent, which was really really pretty and just a great experience. It's our little favorite Italian place. And then for our anniversary, we were on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, and so we were sitting at a table on the boardwalk. So that was nice. Both experiences were good. It was fun. It's nice to sort of be waited on because we've been cooking so much.
Yeah. It's National Nachos Day, by the way. We missed that. What about nachos? Are those, do you like that sort of food? I haven't
seen
sure,
Mexican,
yeah.
Tex-Mex, Mexican, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, how do you know if it's authentic, though? That's the one thing. I think we've American, I like Chinese food isn't Chinese food at all.
Right,
Chinese,
well, nachos aren't Chinese authentic, food. You know. So.
No, they aren't Mexican. They weren't, they're not made in
Mexico. They're at all kinds of Mexican restaurants, but it's American Mexican. It's not real.
Really? Really? Oh.
Well, it's good. It doesn't matter if you like it.
Bubble.
It's still good.
Yeah, I suppose. Are tacos Americanized? Or are they Mexican?
No.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.